Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What did you get in your mouth or what got its mouth on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was 20 years old, which is about 35 years ago, and I was bussing tables at a restaurant, and I heard that there was a chance at a local bar to wrestle a bear.
All right. Wait, what kind of bear are we talking?
It was a North American black bear.
All right.
Turns out it was about 7 feet tall and about 350 pounds or so. So I signed up to do it, and the word spread I was going to do it. So that,
wait, what motivated you to do this? Like, what on what level did this sound safe or like a good idea?
On no level. I was 20 years old.
You know, okay.
I was probably in the best shape of my life, and I was 6'3", you know, probably 200 pounds. I didn't think I could beat it. I just thought, what a great experience. You know, I have to go for it.
Okay. All right.
So I get to the bar and I sign up, and I wasn't even old enough to drink. So I had to tuck my way into the bar. And I go in, and four groups get signed up. There's another guy kind of like me, just a regular Joe. There's me, and then there's these two really wasted ladies who at the time seemed old, but they're probably in their 40s. And then there was the toughest street fighter in our hometown. This is Canton, Ohio. Who showed up, and it was back when Lycra bike shorts just came out. Well, he shows up in these Lycra bike shorts, and he's built, and he brings a mouthpiece because he's in his head, he's going to kick this bear's hiney. So the guy, we signed a pack of, you know, all this paperwork to, you know, to waiver any liability. So
this
in we
bear
go.
Might kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the you recognize that this is a bear.
But the bear has a muzzle on it, right?
No muzzle and its claws. No, it was...
Are you still thinking, like, hell yeah, I want to do this?
You know, at that time, I was kind of looking for the proverbial pound.
You're right.
But I was locked in at this point. You know, me and this one guy was just kind of regular guy. We kept talking to each other like, this is going to be all right, you know. And we asked the guy some questions, and he said, look, this thing's been all over the country doing this. You know, it's done this, you know, twice a day for, you know, however many years, and, you know, you'll be fine. He kept saying, you'll be fine. So into the bar we go, long story short, we get in there, and it's kind of a sunken pit dance floor, and that's where they had some mats down. And there was a long hallway with a door, and then everybody was up watching kind of up above. So, you know, we're down in the sunken pit. Well, the first guy gets in there, who is the regular other guy, kind of like me, and we hadn't seen the bear yet. The guy said, you won't get to see the bear until it's wrestling time.
Oh,
so
cool.
This guy's standing out there in the middle of the ring, and they say, Caesar, the wrestling bear. And the door practically blows off this bar, and down comes this big bear just chucking, you know, chugging down the hallway. It clocks this guy and sends him probably 10 feet across the room. Then it gets up behind him and starts to ride him.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh. I looked at the guy and I said, I'm out of here. And he says, no, no, no. He goes, it's all part of the show. He says, it won't happen to you. And there again, I felt like there was nowhere to go. So I'm like, all right, man, I hope you're not lying to me. So this guy, you got 3 minutes. So this guy had his 3 minutes. He got tossed around pretty bad, and he didn't win. He had to pin it for 5 full seconds. So
what, on his back? Bear? You got to pin a bear on its back?
Well, the guy told us outside, if you're paying attention, which nobody except me and him were, that the only people that ever pinned it were women who tickled it and talked it into laying down. He said, you don't strong arm. He said, the more energy you give to this thing, it'll give it back, you know, three or four times. He said, you don't punch it, you don't pull its hair. This thing will, you know, if you tick it off, it'll destroy you. So,
and this was a legal operation, correct?
This, you can find it still. The stories are still somewhere. See, I found it on the internet not too long ago. Yeah,
you said Caesar the wrestling bear. All right, he's a Canadian black bear. He wrestled human challengers. What do you think his record was?
I'm going to guess blank and O.
No, he claimed that some women had pinned it.
Correct. Out of 18,000 matches, he lost 10 times.
Okay. And I think he ended up killing the guy who owned it, if I'm not mistaken.
I've had enough.
Or the guy died by some other wild animal, because, you know, they always get some bigger animal. So anyway, the two ladies go in, and they're, like I said, at the time seemed old, but they're probably 40, and they're hammered. And they go in, and it was a tag team match. Well, the bear was a male, so he throws the one gal down, and he finds her proverbial honeypot in bear speak. And the other girl says, hey, that's my friend, and jumps on its back. So he throws her down, and for 3 minutes, the bear just enjoyed the gals. And the place is just dying by then. You know, everyone's just crying with laughter. And then I got in there, and the guy says, stand up. And he said, put your arm out, to get back to the subject. This bear stands up and puts his mouth over my arm and practically swallows it whole and stands up. Well, I'm, like I said, was 6'3", you're still in. But I'm holding my arm up probably about 7 foot high at this point. And
that's how tall the bear was on its hind quarters.
Yes, correct. Jesus. And I looked at the guy, and the guy says, it's okay. He says, you're just getting your scent. So he said, he'll spit you out in just a second. So he spits my arm out. He drops down. They told us outside the bear knew how to wrestle. Well, the bear leg sweeps me.
And oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was the
He's got ground game.
Like the bear went in for a single leg just shot?
Double leg sweep. Just swiped me right off my feet. And the guy kind of coached me. He said, now get up on your elbows and, you know, try and work up to your knees and then spin around. Well, I spun around at one point, and I rolled that bear over, and I had it pinned for about 3 seconds. And it dawned on me about second two that I had it pinned. And I looked up at the crowd, and about second three, that bear just rolled and flipped me right off. You know, I was nothing to it.
What did the bear smell like?
Oh, it was awful.
I was going to say, I mean, it's a bear. Right. You can't bathe a bear. I mean, unless they're...
No, it lived in an air-conditioned trailer, and he said it ate well, and, you know, it lived a good life for being a captive bear.
Wait, hold on. Was that because of the air conditioning?
I don't know. It had like a greasy feel to it, and it smelled to all heck.
But it's still a bear. Kinda,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it was a large bear, and... So around and around we went, and I didn't win. And but I had nothing embarrassing happen per se to me besides having this bear's my arm in its mouth. And then the street fighter went in and thought that he was the last guy in, and he thought he was going to beat this bear. And this bear just destroyed the guy. You know, I mean, at some point I thought it was going to pop. It didn't mean to, but his fang got caught up underneath his kneecap. And I was watching this guy's kneecap coming up, and I'm like, "Oh God, it's going to pop off!"
You weren't allowed to punch the bear or be like that.
No, the guy said under no circumstances you don't punch it, pull its hair, do anything. Okay. He said if you run, that bear will chase you, and it'll be like getting hit by a car.
But it's not that you can't do it; it's just like I really wouldn't do this if I were you.
You'd be a moron. Yeah, I mean, and this guy tried to wrestle it and tried to really give it some muscle. And like he told us outside, the bear just gave it back probably three or four fold and just tossed this guy around like a rag doll, you know. But
were you terrified the whole time?
No, once I got done, I was fine. And
not when you're done. I mean, when you're done, like, look, it's a roller coaster. When I'm done with the roller coaster, I'm not freaking out. But when you go down that hill.
Once it started, I was focused on trying to. You know, because I think I was a bus boy, so I wasn't making any money. I think if I pinned the thing, I won, I forget if it was 500 or 1,000 bucks or something. So, you know, in my mind, I thought, once he said you could tickle it and get it to lay down, I thought, well, you know, maybe I can get this
now,
thing.
Now, do they have like a ring outside of the bar, or what were you guys doing?
No, it was like a dab.
No, this is on the dance floor in the nightclub, and it was a sunken dance floor, so everybody was up above, around, looking.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Down into this pit, you know.
I would not even want to be in the bar with a black bear in the same room with me. This is my time to leave.
I'd like to say alcohol was involved, but I couldn't even drink back then. I wasn't old enough.
If you told me in the 90s, right, there's no internet. This ended in like 90 or 92. If it's in the 80s, so he's like, you want to go get drunk and watch people wrestle a bear? Like, I'm going.
The place was packed.
Amazes me that they could get away with that. That really does.
Well, yeah. I mean, until something bad happens.
There used to be like a Roadhouse Country Bar in Maryland, and I wish I could remember the name of it because I was there a million times doing radio stuff. But they used to. So they started out with live bull riding, all right, beside the saloon part. So there was like a country side. And then there was more of a nightclub dance side to this place.
Yeah.
I think it was like down on 32 or something. I cannot remember the name of this place. But anyway, so they had live bull riding. And at some point in time, indoors. This is out. They had an outdoor pavilion that was a ring for bull riding.
Okay.
Now, the bull riders, they put everybody kind of like in a puffy suit.
Like the dog training suit kind of thing?
Kind of like. It just looked like you became a Michelin man,
okay,
essentially. And then they put a helmet on you. And then you stepped up on some steps. And then they had one area where, you know, the bull was in there. And then you got on the bull and you go.
Was this bull as ornery as like a rodeo bull?
Well, it's a bull. I mean, this thing is right. Is throwing people left and right. And they're all just drunken idiots.
Yeah, so of course.
It's just the people at the bar. Apparently, at one point in time, and I was not there for this, but the bull somehow got loose, jumped over the fence, and then went into where, like, the line dancing portion of the bar was, and absolutely destroyed the inside of the countryside of this bar. So, I don't know if the liquor control board shut them down, I don't know, whatever the deal was, but they stopped doing live bulls. Then they brought in a mechanical bull.
Okay.
And they changed that whole thing. And so, people were allowed to do that. But still, even to this day, it wasn't like a gentle mechanical bull. There was a guy who was running it who was like the same as a carny speed stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he was throwing
tricks. I think almost all mechanical bulls are like that.
Are they?
Somebody's got like a little joystick in the back.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like once.
I thought you just kind of fired it up and it was what it was.
Once he saw that you kind of got the hang of what you were doing on slow.
He's going to make it more difficult.
Then he turns up the volume on this damn thing.
But, right, if a chick's hot, he's going to not nearly be as intense because everyone wants to watch her ride the bull.
Yes, yes, they do.
If it's just a dude, it's like, let's buck him off.
Get out of here.
But go ahead.
No, I was just saying, that was one of the things that we used to love doing is just going down there, especially with the radio promotions and watching just the drunken idiots who thought that they could ride a bull. And, I mean, I don't even think I saw anybody last 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
No.
As soon as that gate opens up, man, that thing bucks, and people just start going.
Of course, people are
flying. But then they had a couple of clowns in there that were trying to, you know, like, protect the person.
Yeah, you got to have some protection.
Get the bull back into the stall. And, The bull, to be honest with you, had no problem backing up and doing it again. Almost like it enjoyed.
I hate people. People, let's do
effing
it.
People up.
People versus animal never ends well. I don't know to this day if it's true, but my dad, he would always swear halfway through his tour in 69 in Vietnam, R&R, he's in Australia.
All right.
You got somebody's like, you could box a kangaroo for a free bar tab.
Nice.
Right? He's in the army. He's all fired up. And then it's like, how'd it go? And he's like, oh, that kangaroo destroyed me. Like, had super fast hands. Wasn't even a fight.
Right. Do they put gloves on the kangaroo?
I think so. So, I'd have no way to qualify it. But I feel like a lot of this man versus animal stuff went on.
Yeah, generally, it doesn't, like you said, it does not end well.
Look, man, once a year for a charity event to raise money for whatever it was, they would do donkey basketball. Where people would ride, all the teachers would ride donkeys against like some students riding donkeys, and basically you just rode a donkey and played basketball on the floor of the middle school.
Right,
it was on the basketball court. Donkeys just running around. Everybody's on a donkey.
How bad did that stink?
Stunk pretty bad.
Yeah,
and donkeys, man. I mean, like they have hooves.
Uh huh.
Hardwood doesn't work with that.
No.
So there was a lot of people taking headers and spills and everything else just because donkeys, you know. Oh, let's see here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.